Ford Motor Company was founded on June 16, 1903. That means Friday was its 120th birthday. To mark the occasion, the Ford Heritage Vault, which has worked over the past year to digitize materials from the automaker's archive, added a series of location photos from around the world. Ted Ryan is Archives and Heritage Brand Manager at Ford. Speaking with me, he says the new uploads include everything from the Willow Run bomber plant Ford built during World War II to historic Ford sites overseas.
50 different locations, almost 500 photos from around the world. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We're going to continue to add location photos to the vault over time. And the vault itself today is the one-year anniversary. The numbers coming in are just staggering. Last month alone, we had 1.7 million searches and almost 500,000 downloads. And in the year since the vault launched, we've had 15 million searches take place and almost 3 million items downloaded.
And how has the vault kind of progressed over the last year since it's went online?
It's progressed a lot. What we did is in November with the vault, we added all the Ford of England photographs so that suddenly you could get pictures of the Anglia and the consoles and the Model Ys, the other ones that were made in England. That was about 1,900 images. In January, we updated it with a wide variety of F-150 and F-Series images. And then most recently in March, we added international product photography from Australia, Germany, Mexico, Japan, another 2,000 or so images. So we launched a year ago with about 5,000 assets, and right now we're just under 14,000. And we're going to continue to add, and we're going to continue to make changes to it and add publications and other material. Our goal from the beginning was to have the vault be the one-stop shop for all things Ford, and that's still the North Star for the system.
So if you had to put a number on it, about how much of Ford's collection do you think is uploaded so far?
Within the vault, less than 0.5% of our total collection. And that's mainly because we can only put the material there that are rights-free, that we have the total rights to be able to give away. So, for example, if there's a print ad that has a celebrity, I can't put it in there because I don't have the rights to the ad anymore. The vault is just one piece of our digital library, our internal one that my own team, the archives team, can hit. We've got almost 220,000 things digitized and available, including video and everything else. So there's a pretty strenuous curation before something makes it into the vault. Because once again, the goal is to be able to let people download it and have it for free. And we can only do that when we have the rights to it.
And can you tell me a bit about the process of getting them online? Because I think that's kind of an interesting process.
It is. So I'll use photographs because they're the easiest. We have a negative collection that has about 3.5 million negatives in the collection. Very extensive product photography, things from the styling lab, things from photo shoots. We digitize those at certain standard, typically 600 DPI, and we keep them as TIFFs initially. For those that are listening, a TIFF is a lossless format. In other words, you don't lose anything as it gets transferred rather than a JPEG, which is called a lossy format. So typically each image receives about an hour's worth of care and attention between the scanning and the cataloging and applying the subject heading. So those 14,000 images that are in the vault represent about 14,000 man hours to get it ready to go into that site.
So with that in mind, it's probably a waste of time to ask how long it would take to upload everything you guys have to upload, right?
It'll never happen because new content is generated every single day. The best thing about being an archivist is that you've got job security because there's always going to be something else coming down the road and you're never going to catch up. We have scanned like crazy over the past 5 years. Scanned about 400,000 images. Well, that means we've got 2.1 million more to go. So it'll be a long time before we get all that done.
Ted Ryan is Archives and Heritage Brand Manager at Ford Motor Company. You can check out all the assets in the Ford Heritage Vault for free online at FordHeritageVault.com.